Welcome to How to Study in Germany, the podcast that guides international students through the exciting journey of studying abroad. From navigating student life to overcoming challenges, we are here to help make your experience in Germany unforgettable. Tune in for real stories, valuable insights, and everything you need to thrive as an international student. Our guest today is Emre, a master's student from Istanbul, Turkey, who just moved to Germany to study public affairs and democracy at Leyfana University. He has quite a story. He faced a challenging visa process and is now balancing two master's degrees at once. He will share how his Erasmus experience in Budapest inspired him to study in Germany. And also, we will dive into his passion for basketball and podcasting. Hi, Emre. It's really nice to have you here.
Hi, I'm very happy to be here right now.
Why don't you start by just telling us a bit about yourself, where you're from, what you're studying, and how you ended up in Germany?
Okay, my name is Emre. I'm from Turkey, Istanbul, and I was studying in Istanbul. I completed my bachelor degree in Istanbul. It was a political science and international relations. Mm-hmm. Then last year, I started my master's degree in Istanbul as well. Actually, mm-hmm. I completed a course phase. It was a European politics master. Then I decided to come to Germany. So during the year, I was dealing with the documents, preparation, application, and I did it. So now I'm here.
You succeeded finally.
Yeah. And here I'm studying public affairs and democracy master mm-hmm. program.
Is life in Germany what you expected from your previous visit during the Erasmus? That you told me.
Yes. When I was in bachelor, I did my Erasmus in Budapest. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I traveled around to Germany a bit. It was the first time to see Germany mm-hmm. for me. I've been in big cities, like I'm in Berlin, Köln. I mean, now it's different because I'm starting to live in here. It's mm-hmm. different than the touristic visit. Mm-hmm. I think I settle up here and I love it so far. It's life here is very calm. I mean, bicycles everywhere.
At some point, boring a little bit, but...
Yeah, I mean, especially I'm from Istanbul, so mm-hmm. huge city, yeah. Chaotic life always. For me, at least for now, I mean, after the Istanbul life, it makes me feel more comfortable, more relaxed. Mm-hmm. I can reach everywhere walking distance, which is crazy for me.
Not that many cats, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll miss them.
Aww.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned before that the visa process was one of the toughest parts of moving to Germany. Can you maybe walk us through what happened?
Yeah, okay. So as a non-EU country, we need a visa in Turkey. Even we are a candidate countries, mm-hmm. but that doesn't matter, unfortunately. The process is you should apply for an appointment, mm-hmm. but even you don't know when they will appoint your appointment. Mm-hmm. So it's like luck. You just... Mm-hmm. estimate a date and apply. So I applied in the July, middle of July, mm-hmm. and they gave me an appointment for the end of the August.
This July?
Yes, yes, uh-huh. yes. So it was 27 August. Mm-hmm. And I thought like, okay, my date was the 2nd of October to come mm-hmm. here, and there were like 35, 36 days almost. Mm-hmm. I thought like, okay, I can get my visa in that mm-hmm. process. I thought like, and then I was waiting. I booked my flights, of course, because you should book it before sure. you got your visa. Otherwise, it would be super expensive. Mm-hmm. And my book was on the 2nd of the October. Mm-hmm. And my visa didn't come at that time.
Oh.
So the thing is that also it is a bit complicated, but we have two different type of passport in Turkey. Mm-hmm. We have a special passport as well. Mm-hmm. If your parents are working in a government, mm-hmm. as a teacher even, not just like I'm a military or bureaucracy,
okay.
You can get that passport. Uh-huh. And as a child, I can get it until my 25 years old. So with that passport, I can enter the Schengen area mm-hmm. 3 months, like mm-hmm. touristic visa. But I need the real visa as well, of course, to live in here. And I thought like, okay, let's go there, settle and buy my stuffs for rooms. Mm-hmm. Then if I get my visa, I'll back and back to Germany again. Because I couldn't delay my flight tickets. I didn't know the time where should I delay. Yeah. Or if I cancel it, it would be more expensive. And I did it, actually. I came here and the funny part is that when I landed to Hamburg airport, mm-hmm. I just opened my phone and I seen a message from the embassy that I got my visa.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it was just a one day. It was super unlucky for me.
Yeah. But like, will you go back to Turkey?
Yes, I did it. I did it actually.
You did it already?
Yes, yes, yes. I searched the cheapest flight ticket. I mean, without a backpack.
Yeah.
It was okay because there are many flights from Germany to Turkey.
Yeah.
That's the luck for me. Even you book it 1 week before, still mm-hmm. okay prices. And yeah, I go back to Turkey, just mm-hmm. take my visa and come back to here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But did you have the moment when you just thought that it will not work out?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like the special passport gave me a comfortable zone mm-hmm. every time because there were a feeling that, okay, I can go there in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And I read many stories. I mean, during that time, I was like a visa professor.
Mm-hmm.
I read whole other stories and like I asked people, do you mm-hmm. still waiting? Blah, blah, where you applied? Which city do you apply?
Mm-hmm.
Because the time is also changed city by city. And yeah. if you apply for to München, for example, or Berlin, it would be more time.
Bigger city.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so at the end, I'm here, so I don't want to remember that time, actually.
But still, let's come back to that time.
Yeah.
And as you said, you are the visa professor now. What advice would you give to other students, maybe especially from the Turkey, who are dealing right now with the German visa process?
Yeah, they should apply as early as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't wait the acceptance letter from the university.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if they apply, just apply for appointment as well. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if acceptance letters come in, I mean, middle of July or August, it would be too late to mm-hmm. apply and they will be late to come here. So that's the key point.
But it also depends when you will be accepted by university, like
yeah.
when you were accepted.
For example, I applied around July for mm-hmm. the appointment. Then I'll get my acceptance.
Ah.
Yeah, because okay. you should wait at least 20-25 days for appointment as well.
Yeah, okay.
But if you wait acceptance letters, then you should wait 25 days more for appointments.
But did you apply maybe for more than one university in Germany?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
To be sure that you will definitely.
Yes, yes. I mean, even you can go to embassy with another university's acceptance letters, then you can change your university as well.
Yeah,
that's the key point.
Mm-hmm. So you are now pursuing a master's degree in public affairs and democracy. What led you to that field and like what made you choose the Leyfana University?
Okay, so first of all, I was very happy with my major in bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really enjoying with my lectures, the stuffs. I was a bit focused on European politics on mm-hmm. my lectures. So that's why it turned my way to Europe and my Erasmus experience as well. Like mm-hmm. at that time, I thought like, okay, this would be great experience for me in a master degree as mm-hmm. well. And the field in Leyfana is pretty related with my field, public mm-hmm. affairs and democracy right now. And there is another story for me, like last year when I was in my master degree in Istanbul in Marmara mm-hmm. University, Marmara University has an Erasmus exchange program with Leyfana.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a guy from the Leyfana in my class.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we were very good friends. Mm-hmm. I'm still talking with him.
He's still studying here.
He finished lectures. Now uh-huh. he's in thesis phase.
Ah,
so yeah, he's
okay.
in hometown right now. But mm-hmm. I see him in a month. Absolutely. So the first time I heard Leyfana from him, actually. Uh-huh. He was talking about the Leyfana.
But was he studying bachelor?
Master also. Yeah,
okay.
he was studying his master degree. Our program is new in Leyfana.
Uh-huh.
He's studying the before version. I mean,
yeah,
politics,
okay.
economics, law. So it's a combination. Okay. And that was nice. And then I started the search.
Mm-hmm.
And the Leyfana education system is Leyfana, as I realized, is similar to my bachelor education. Because
mm-hmm.
in Turkey, in Istanbul, I studied in a small university. It mm-hmm. wasn't a big, one of the biggest.
But it was like the governmental university or
I mean,
was the private one?
It was a private one.
Ah, okay.
But the system in Turkey is a bit different. I know in mm-hmm. Germany, governmental universities are, I mean, Leyfana is a government university and very nice.
Yeah.
But in Turkey, it's not a case. Mostly, there are some few universities, it's a good education, but others are very crowded, no good education. You cannot communicate with your professors.
Okay.
And I had a scholarship on a private university.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I studied there and I thought like, okay, Lufana is also really nice. And I one of my professor, she's a European politics professor, and mm-hmm. I asked her about the professors here in Lufana.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned that she know many of them from the academia.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, like, okay, you should go there. She gave me advice a lot in the process. And yeah, then I decided to come here.
How does studying here compare to the master's program that you started in Turkey?
I'm not pretty sure right now because it's just been a week.
Yeah, true.
First, the difference that I realized here, the exam systems. So here, there's an exam period in Germany and it's a 2 months. And you can select your exam dates. So it wasn't the case in Turkey, in mm-hmm. master in Istanbul. I mean, like there is a certain date, end of the lectures. Like, I mean, when the lectures finish and the week after, we have exams.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there is no long period for that in Turkey. That's the biggest difference. And besides that, I'm lucky because my education was in Turkey also very nice. Mm-hmm. In my master's degree, we were 5 students. It was like a private class between us and professors. Uh-huh. Yeah, and here again, it's not that crowded, so we can communicate with them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are many similarities for me actually.
How are you able to balance the two programs at once?
I mean, the thing is, right now I only have a thesis left in Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, but most probably, I would like to write a thesis on summer. So this summer, I'll have a time here. That was the idea. I'm not sure it would be a real thing for me. But yeah, I would like to write my summer thesis when there is no lectures here in Lufana. Then fully focus on my work here in Lufana.
So basically, it's not a dual program.
Yes.
Not double degree. It's just separately 2 masters that you are doing.
Yes.
Oh, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
But okay, then what is your goal after the completing both degrees?
By the way, the master degree in Istanbul was a backup plan for me actually, because at that time I wasn't sure about the Germany plan and I didn't know it would be a real or not. So I thought like, okay, let's start a master degree in Istanbul, and if it won't work, I can change. There is no limitation for that. So yeah, and now here, but. I mean, of course, if I will complete 2 master degrees, it would be nice for my career.
Of course.
I think. I would like to continue my career in my field, actually. I don't want to work in a private companies, like as a HR marketing department. So I will try at least to continue in my field. I mean, I would like to work in NGOs, think tanks, or I mean, in a research institute. And maybe I will continue to my career in academia, I mean, with a doctorate degree. Mm-hmm. Those are my options, but I don't have a certain career plan. So let's look up the opportunities.
I mean, of course, you still have time.
Yeah.
But are you planning to apply for some working student job here?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of my plans here to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the student assistant position in university, actually.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I already applied one.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see. Maybe next time I see you, I will have a job. The problem is for me here is I cannot speak German. So, I'm trying to improve it. Of course, I'm taking a course in Lufana. That's also very good opportunities.
A1?
Yes, A1.
Okay.
I mean, that's great. Mm-hmm. The university gives a language course. And if it's not work, the jobs here in university, maybe I've searched some part-time jobs in the city. But yeah, we'll see.
The thing is that Lufana University proposes plenty of assistant jobs in English language. So yeah. I don't really think that it will be required for you to know German language. That's how I found a job.
Yeah.
Because my language skill is only B1, B2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really able to talk freely. So yeah.
I hope it will work for me.
Have you started to learn German only now, or you've been already preparing yourself in Turkey?
Actually, just a month ago, And it was a basic thing, like Duolingo and okay. some YouTube videos. Yeah, because the last year I was very busy with my master degree in Istanbul as well.
Understandable.
So, yeah. But in Turkey, in a high schools, our second language is German.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I just remember super basic things.
Mm-hmm.
And at least in the A1 level, there are very similarities between English and German. I mean, many words... Yeah. It's not super, super difficult at the beginning, at least. There is not so much grammatical mm-hmm. stuff right now. I hope I will improve as soon as possible.
You have at least 2 years to finish your master. And I guess till that time, you can be 100% pass the test for B2, I guess, even. Do you have right now any extracurricular activities here in Lefana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, before coming here, I was looking at the website and I found this podcast and I listened to the sports program session one. So yeah, and I applied for basketball here. So yeah, and I used to play basketball because a long time. And yeah, I joined the first session last week.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice. So yeah, that's one of my activities. And thanks to you to learn me that opportunity in a podcast.
Of course. So you told that you played basketball.
Yeah.
And you also told that you even ran a basketball podcast.
Yes.
Can you tell us about it?
It's like one of the biggest hobby for me to following a basketball.
Uh-huh.
I also did... I was a coach at years. So I saved my money before Erasmus with that. And also I did a podcast about EuroLeague. It's a European basketball league with one of my coach. When I was working with him, we thought like, okay, coach, let's make a podcast about it. And yeah, it was a good experience for me. For a year, we records and then we stopped doing it because, I mean, yeah, we were busy. He has a job and I start my university, blah, blah. But yeah, that was a good experience.
But it was like the podcast for the promotion of the basketball team or?
Weekly. So weekly after a games, discussing about the games because there's a two Turkish team playing in EuroLeague.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, it was mostly about their situation, how week goes, players, blah, blah, yeah.
That's very interesting. Back to the learning German language. How important do you think learning the German language is for the international students here?
I mean, I think that's super important. And when I come here, I realize that more. I mean, of course, you can survive with English in Germany. No doubt. Like, I mean, because most of the Germans can speak English very, very well. But there's always a border for you if you cannot speak German.
That's true.
In a social life. In a daily life. So I feel, for example, and I think it's a good to feel that to push myself. I feel like, oh, if I know German, this would be easier. And I mean, whenever I met with the German friends, German groups, they are very nice. But I mean, when they see other German friends, of course, they start to talking German.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand anything at that point. So yeah, that feels a bit bad at that moment. And also in a market, you can deal with in market still because translate print programs and you don't need to speak advanced German. But at least in a conservation level, I think that's my first goal, to speak in a conservation level within a basic level to understand each other with new persons. So that's pretty important, I think.
I know that you live here around 2 weeks, right? But still, what do you enjoy most about living here? And are there any aspects that you find more challenging than in your home country?
First of all, let's start with enjoying part. I mean, the campus life is beautiful. I love it. The Mensa is great. It wasn't like that my before experience.
Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
And you like Mensa here?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, true. That's also a very, very new experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything is vegetarian or vegan. And supermarkets as well. I mean, like, that's crazy. They have a huge rayons for the vegan products, vegetarian products, and prices are similar within, for example, for milk, almond milk is mm-hmm. very expensive in Turkey, for
in
example.
Ukraine too.
Yeah, right. And I have a lactose tolerance in a sense. And here is lactose-free milks are very, very cheap, which I like it. But of course, I'm from Turkey, so we eat meat a lot. Yeah, that's our culture.
And I love Turkish cuisine.
Yeah, right. And I know in Ukraine, you also eat meat a lot in a culture
way.
Yeah,
we do.
So here it's a bit challenging for me. But I liked, for example, the day before, there were a vegan wurst mm-hmm. sausage. And even I didn't realize it's a vegan. It was like the taste was the normal sausage. Mm-hmm. I like it, and it's healthier experience for me, maybe in a sense, because I mean I cannot cook at home so super complicated foods.
We don't have time. We don't have any motivation to
right?
eat that.
Mm-hmm. So eating some healthy stuffs in a mensa. I mean with some vegetables. Because at home, I mostly cook like rice, chicken, and pasta.
I will just open chips at home.
Yeah,
right.
Right, yeah. So to eating a vegetables in Mensa here is good experience. And okay, challenging parts.
Mm-hmm.
Mailbox system, that's crazy. So digitalization level in Germany and how they obsessed with the privacy. Data privacy.
Yeah, they're just more safer to just send with the mailbox to the mailbox.
I mean, when I learned even the four verification codes, the banks send to mail system.
They will send first the PIN code for your card, but only in 2 weeks after you receive the PIN code, you will get your card.
That's something crazy for me. Mm. Like because in Turkey, like everything is digitalized, and I mean, at some points they are right because it happened in Turkey a lot. They stole some data.
Yeah.
But there should be some balance between digitalization and non-digitalization.
Because it doesn't make our life easier here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, in Ukraine, we have this app. The name is Dia, where you have all of your passports even in one app. And it's official. You can show to anyone. Driver license, your passport, everything there in that app. At the meantime, for these 3 years in Germany, I have that big box with all of the paper and I'm very scared to throw away something because I believe then in some years I will need it.
Yeah, right.
And just saving and saving and saving. Yeah.
same in Turkey, by the way. We also have an app by the government, by the state, and we can do everything from that app. I mean, taxes, driver license, as you say.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite place here in Lüneburg so far? Or maybe not in Lüneburg, maybe Hamburg already.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to visit Hamburg yet.
You definitely have to do it.
I would like to do that. The way I came to campus, there's a park. Kur Park.
Kur Park. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't explore it very well yet. But I like it.
But you have to do it on the spring or summer.
Yeah,
because right now, I mean, maybe it's beautiful because of the yellow and orange leaves. But it's much more beautiful during the summer.
Yeah. And I would like to visit around Germany as well.
Mm-hmm.
The different cities.
So coming back to the life in Germany. Have you found some cultural differences between the Turkey and Germany?
Of course, here is everything is in order.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in Turkey, we have mostly like in that sense, Eastern culture. And, you know, it's not everything is in order, absolutely, in a Mediterranean culture. Here is also digitalization is the biggest difference. And the thing I would like to say, in a supermarket, checkout part is crazy. I mean, I cannot pack my stuffs in that fast.
Ah, they just
Yes. I mean, in Turkey, we were talking with the cashier and it's a smooth procedure. But here, I'm super stressful about it to pack my stuffs. But at the same time, I have to pay my money. I have to... People behind and I feel like... they don't like to stay there.
Yeah, you feel pressure because yes. like she beeped everything yeah. and now she's just waiting for when you will pack all of your yes. stuff and leave before she will start beeping out the boundaries yeah. of the other person. Yeah, you are the first person who told about this difference because for me it was always the problem. Yes.
And I read, I searched it about this on the internet and I realized that, okay, it's a common problem for internationals. Yeah. And there were some strategies. First, mm-hmm. put heavy stuff mm-hmm. to pack them. Otherwise, you can lose your way in the packing. So yeah, that's super crazy. And bicycle culture, it's also very, very different.
Do you have bicycle so far here?
Not yet, but I would like to. And also, I registered to Stadtrat.
Mm-hmm.
I can make the same route with the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is no bus at time, I can get it. And it's super nice to...
It's very convenient.
Yeah, mm-hmm. free. But at some point, I would like to get a bicycle and experience it. Because I think it's... The culture.
Yeah. I think it's mandatory to have bicycle yeah, right? in Germany.
Absolutely. I mean, I was familiar a bit before some cultural things here. It's not super new for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Germany in Turkey, I mean, you know, the biggest Turkish community living in Germany. It's the biggest diaspora from the yeah. Turkey. And that's why we all Turks a bit familiar to German stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stories. When I was in Erasmus, my girlfriend was in Erasmus as well, but she was in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in Münster.
Mm-hmm.
I visited her as well at that time. I knew some stuff from her also. Mm-hmm. She was telling me about the experience. So yeah.
But is there still something that you miss about home? And how do you stay connected with your family?
Foods. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to be offensive, but food culture in Northern Europe, mostly not that rich,
mm-hmm.
I think. It's just been 10 days. I'm still okay because I'm in a process, but I'm pretty sure I will start to miss foods months later
mm-hmm.
more. And family and friends, of course, I think that's the most challenging part of living abroad. Yeah, I'm connecting with thanks to technology, it's much easier nowadays. I mean, there's a video calls we are doing yeah. and chatting with them and also social media, publishing some stuff and their reaction to that. But still, you always miss your local friends.
And sometimes the bond with your friends is becoming not that strong anymore, yeah. I would say.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But I would like to keep connections.
That's very important.
Yeah, right.
Okay, before we will wrap up everything, what advice would you give to the other international students, especially those from Turkey, who are just thinking right now about studying in Germany? Maybe about the visa, maybe...
My advice is like to search. I mean, they should search about it in a month. That would be nice to decide.
For the visa? Or
I mean, for the everything, for the experience, for the universities,
uh-huh.
Programs. Because there are many details that you don't realize it by in a quick search.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a state website of Germany, DAAD, D-A-A-D.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good search engine. So they can filter everything. I mean, for example, I filtered the language there. I mean, I've searched about the English educations.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many, many universities in Germany that if you studied English on your bachelor, they don't want any language certificates. So that was my experience as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I studied English in my bachelor as well, and I didn't show any certificates. Also because, I mean, those certificates became very expensive nowadays mm-hmm. in Turkey. And if they know German, of course, it would be much more easier. There would be many, many opportunities. And if they start to learn German before coming here, unlike me, that would be better as mm-hmm. well, I think. And visa process, what I mentioned before.
Mm-hmm.
As early as possible.
Yeah.
That's the key code. On Erasmus, mm-hmm. I had an idea to come to Europe. And mm-hmm. it was like 3 years ago, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was a process. But maybe there would be a person just to decide to go to abroad.
Mm-hmm.
And because we didn't have economical situation in Turkey mm-hmm. nowadays. So many people thinking, many students thinking about to do that. And Germany is a really good option for the students in a also economical sense
mm-hmm.
because free education true. In Germany.
Not everyone can afford studying in the Britain or
absolutely,
USA.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are many scholarship programs mm-hmm. as well. But also at the same time, there is a work permission here for students. So they can, that's also my plan to work mm-hmm. and afford my expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Okay, then I wish you all the best with your journey. And the last one, do you have any life quote that you will share with all of the people?
I'm not a person that have a special quotes or idols or certain goals, achievements. But my advice, what they would like to do, what they enjoy,
mm-hmm.
think about it the first. Because I have many friends that they never enjoy in their bachelor
mm-hmm.
what they are studying. They just studying it for because it might be also common in Ukraine, like the most of the families push to child to study engineering, yeah, you know,
law.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. like absolutely. So yeah, I mean, if they have a chance and they come in here to Germany to go in abroad, it's a chance to shape their life, shape their experience, their choices. So yeah, that's my advice.
Just follow your heart.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you give the sentence. Thanks.
Yeah. Tomer, I'm very thankful to you for sharing with your quite impressive journey. And as I said, I wish you all the best with settling in here, with integrating here. And I hope and I think we will see each other still here on the campus.
Yeah. Thank you so much for giving me to this opportunity. And I appreciate you. This is very good things.
Of course. Bye, guys. And that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. You can find all our episodes on our website at podcast.leufana.de, as well as on Spotify and iTunes. Until next time, take care.